This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. So after a long journey of 110 days, this Friday we finish Masechtas Menachos. Very big celebration. So first of all, we are going to have a gala siyum being hosted by the shul, by being prepared by our good friends Dalia and Chani Engel. They're going to make a barbecue, and there'll be a siyum in Mirtz Hashem at 6 o'clock on Sunday, 6 p.m. Sunday at One Valley Stream. Just one number different. One Valley Stream, and everyone is invited. If you would like to give towards the siyum, you could do so. You could give it to me. More important is the fact that on Motzei Shabbos we're going to be starting Masechtas Chulin. Masechtas Chulin, what a very important Masechta it is. And so that'll be on Motzei Shabbos. We are hoping that people will once again start to join us back in the shul for the daf. We've been having 8 to 9 people an evening, so we count Svira, and we're just like one off a minion. So please see if you could come down and join us. Next week, what is it, Gedalia, 8:35? 8:40 next week. 8:40, Daf Yomi next week. Usually by 9:15 we're finished. What else? Also, this Sunday morning, there will be seifrim in the shul to take a look at your tefillin. If you would like them to check, you know, how the ritzuas are, how the ribua is on your tefillin, and how the knots are, and if it fits properly. So that'll be Be'ezus Hashem this Sunday after Shacharis. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lin Nishmas Basya Bas Rabat, Shlomo Ben Abba Malevi, Peo Bas Ruvain. We're sponsored by Lin Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Efel Yomesh Mechai Sor, Yaakov Ben Basya Leah, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Ben Ishma Malk Yudas and family, by Yo Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, for Avigdor Ayyub Ben Rifkin, the Bas Chai Sor, Yitzhak ben Tzim ben Dusha, Moshe Meir ben Esther Fadl, Rivka ben Shirulei, Shmuel ben Yom ben Shirulei, Yitzchak Mordechai ben Esther Bracha, and Mordechai ben Chayesara. They should have a refuah shleima b'seich shachar Yisrael. We're starting, believe it or not, the last Mishnah in Me'ila, and it's giving us mamish. The last Mishnah in Midas, the last Perek in Midas, with the fifth Perek, and it's Mamish gives us now the floor plan of the Azara, of the temple courtyard. Can't be learning, you know, we're talking about the floor plan of the holiest site on earth. You know, there's some people talk about the floor plan of Madison Square Garden, or other places, and we're talking about the floor plan of the Azara. Kol Azara, the dimensions of the Azara, it was 187 amos al reichev, on a width of 135 amos. So the length going from east to west, min ha-mizruch l'mar, from east to west, is 187, and this is the breakdown. Mikaim Drisus Yisrael, the area of the Eretz Yisrael, is achas esrei amos, 11 amos. Mikaim Drisus HaKahanim, the area of the Eretz Kahanim, is again achas esrei amos, so that's 22. Ha-mizbeach shloshim shtayim, the mizbeach takes up 32. So that's going to be 22 plus 32 is 54. Bein ulam le mizbeach, in between the antechamber and the mizbeach, is Eshem and Shtayim Amas, so that's 54 plus 26 plus 22 is 76, right? What? 54 plus 22 is 76, right? 76. Ha'heichel me'a amma. The heichel is 100 ammas, so that's 176. And then behind the heichel was 11 ammas. Va'achas esri amma la'achure be'isai kaparis. Behind the Kaddish Kedoshim is 11 ammas, so that's 176 plus 11 is 187. So that's a very simple. That's a very simple cheshbon. You had the Ez Yisrael, the Ezrus Kahanim, the Mizbeach, the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, and then the area behind the Beis HaMikdash is a clear 187 from east to west. That's simple. A little bit more complicated, because there's certain numbers that the Mishnah doesn't give us. Minat Safan L'Darim, we said that the width was 135, and that's going from north to south, is Meo Shloshim V'chamish, is 135. So now, HaKevesh V'Mizbeach, the ramp and the Mizbeach, is a total of Shishim V'shtayim, is 62. Min HaMizbeach LaTabois, remember we said that there were four rows of rings that they locked the animal in when they shechted him. So from the Mizbeach until the rings is 8 amas. So that's 62 plus 8 is 70. Mikoymat Taboyis Esim Barba. The place of the rings is 24. So that's 70 plus 24 is 94. So from 94 we got to get to 135. Minat Taboyis L'Shulchanos. From the taboys, from the rings until the marble tables that they flayed the animals on, where were we up to? We were up to 94. So now, from the rings until the tables was another four, so that's 98. The tables, min ashulchanas v'lanasim, from the tables until the dwarf poles that they had hooks on was another four. So that's 98 plus 4 is 102. From the dwarf poles till the other side of the Azara is Shmoina Amos. So that's 98 plus 8. Huh?
102.
I'm sorry, 102 plus 8 is 110. Now, no, something's wrong. Again, let's do that again. Minat Safan L'Darim, from north to south, is Meir Shloshim Chamish. You know what? Let's do it the smart way. From the Tzafen to the Darim is 135. Hakevesh Mezbeach is Shishim Shnayim. That's 62. Then you have Min HaMizbeach LeTabois, from the Mizbeach to the rings was Shmoina Amos. So that's 8, so that gives us 70. The area of the rings, Mekam HaTabois is Esim V'Abah, so that gives us 94. Min HaTabois LeShulchanos, from the rings until the tables is 4. So that's 98. Now here it doesn't say the amount of the tables. That's interesting. It doesn't say the amount of the tables, but the Mishnah would say that the amount of the tables is also 4. So that gives us 102. And then min ha'shulchanos v'lananosim, from the tables to the dwarf poles is 4. That's 106. And min ha'nanosim l'kais. Huh? And then Anosim L'Kaisel Azar is Shmoina Amos, is 8 Amos, so that's 114. So 114, we're missing two things. We're missing the area from the first wall until the ramp, that it doesn't say. And it doesn't say how much area the dwarf poles took up. So each one is 10 and a half. 10 and a half in the front and 10 and a half later on, which equals 21, 114 plus 21 is 135. So then that, the rest is the 10 and a half from the front, from the southern wall until the beginning of the ramp, or Mekayman Anosim in the place of the dwarf tolls, which is also 10 and a half. So 114 plus 21 equals 135.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.